Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's time to make you rich.
I was checking my sleep IQ score.
Oh, how'd you do?
I got a 59.
Oh, boy.
Is that good or bad?
Well, for me?
Well, 100 is the best.
That's good.
That's actually not bad.
What is your normal?
Well, so it says my average is 68 because I do actually get a full night's sleep on weekends. Mm. But I got 4 hours and 59 minutes of sleep last night.
Oh, I got, let's see.
5 hours of
sleep.
Doesn't
seem like enough.
No, it's not. It's
for
sure not. I got a
79. Sure, that's actually not great for me.
Normally, you're in the 90s.
I know. Well, last week, I was in the 90s. I got 7 hours and 12 minutes.
This has to do with our beds. Never mind. I was
This is not a commercial for Sleep Number.
I was thinking, though, that I actually did better than that.
Oh, you felt like you got a better night's sleep than that?
Well, better than maybe the night before.
I see.
But I'm still coming up woefully short. Oh, well. You know what? Time will change soon. That'll help a lot. The darkness helps a lot. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. Hey, I should mention this real quick.
Okay.
Our guy, Vaughn, is... would you say you're a host? He's the DJ. Vaughn DeWizard.
He's going to come in and give us his official title. Vaughn DeWizard.
Vaughn has so many titles.
Like, he's the wizard.
He's got so many J-O-Bs. Money.
That's right.
Tomorrow night, Blue Room Comedy, right?
Tomorrow night, Blue Room Comedy, DJ / show producer, I would say.
Oh,
okay.
So you're not introducing
together.
The acts, or you are from the DJ booth?
I don't know. I have a whole host that does that.
Oh, I see.
Lang Bang, he does that.
Lang Bang.
Lang
Bang.
That's right.
Well.
So tomorrow night starts at 7 o'clock at Blue Room Comedy.
That's correct. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Doors at 8 o'clock. And
wait, you just said doors open at 7 o'clock. At 8.
Doors open at 7. Show begins at 8. My bad.
Right.
All
right.
And I will be spinning music, having a good time, having the libations flowing, and it's going to be a night. It's going to be a night.
Blue right. Dream is the club, 1300 7th Street in Oakland.
That's right. And also, we may have Scott Corporo in December
at
Blue Room Comedy.
So
I will give you some.
He's still
going to
be here
that.
In December.
He's going to come back.
Oh,
he's going to come back. Yeah.
A special trip.
Hey,
back?
When is your brother going to open for Scott?
Oh, I don't think my brother's going
to. Maybe that would
my
be
brother
a fun thing
tries
to
write
for...
him. Thanks, fun. My brother tries to write him jokes. He tries out jokes constantly on me.
No,
he wants to give to Scott.
Why doesn't he write his own comedy?
He's writing for Scott. He's busy writing for Scott.
How does Scott feel about
Scott
that?
Goes. If you can picture Scott,
yeah.
You know, just trying to be
that
nice.
Look, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Some of them are funny. I'm like, listen, that's funny. I don't think that's for Scott at all. But if you put an act together.
That's what we all want to see. I thought he said he was going to do that.
Apparently
maybe
he's never
you could
do
like
it.
A 5-minute set at your next party.
Oh, my God. That's a great idea.
Okay. Make sure you video that. So I said our text number, and here's some of the stuff you guys sent in today. If you're getting rid of beef, try Impossible Meat. It's remarkably close to the real thing and plant-based.
Yeah, I haven't tried that yet. I need to try it. I really like that. I was telling you guys about that. It's corn, it's called, with a Q, Q-O-R-N, and it's a veggie patty that's absolutely effing delicious. I love it.
I love veggie patties.
Some of them are really, really great.
And I don't want them to, I don't need them to have a beef consistency.
No,
just
I
make
actually
it taste
don't want
good,
that,
please.
Right.
That's all.
Make it taste like its own thing. Delicious. Yeah, I really like it.
I quit beef since Christmas. No problem at all. Impossible burgers are yummy, for your information.
Yeah, and they have those now at all the fast food places, right? Or at least at Burger
like
King.
Like Burger King.
Yeah. Sarah, ask Siri to set a reminder for 2 p.m. today to check your 23andMe. Happy Wednesday.
Oh, I don't know how to do that. Just I'm not doing that.
I'm
busy.
Ask it to set a reminder.
I don't know about Siri. I can just tell her?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Hey, Siri.
How do I make it? Well, that just brought up my wallet. I don't want that. Oh. Stop it. Just hold it down. Oh, there it is. Hi, Siri. Can I please have a reminder at 2 o'clock today to check my 23andMe?
I don't see an app for that. You'll need to download one.
See? I just don't. I can't make her do anything. She doesn't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
I got candy corn again for you, Sarah. You can't stop all the junk.
No, I have to stop. Don't, please don't get it for me. I appreciate
they
that.
They already That's got it.
Sweet.
They said
well,
they
just
got it.
Give it out at Halloween. I don't, I'm trying to cut all the awful food out of my life.
My friend has a Tesla and does not keep it in a garage. They live on a farm and it's so dirty. It has so much dust inside. LOL, dirtiest Tesla I've ever seen. Oh. LOL, and it's just fine. So yeah. You can get a Tesla.
Nah, it's all right. I like my car. Plus, the other thing is, I doubt that Teslas have the turning radius that my car has. I mean, that garage downstairs is no problem in my car. I don't know what the turning radius is on a Tesla. I should find out.
It's got to be better than my van.
Yep.
You should see that.
I have seen
show.
It. I've seen it.
I'll be here a while. Walk by.
Yeah.
And leave. Go ahead and leave because I'll
just
be
hold
here
it.
A
I'm just going to pull right out. No three-way turn. It's a three-point turn. Oh, God. It's amazing. I can't even believe it.
My nephews, 9 and 4, love Fortnite. They watch YouTube videos of people playing it. The 4-year-old calls it Portnite.
Portnite.
I love hearing him say it, but they are both obsessed, so unhealthy. Yeah, you know, the other thing that happens that I've heard occasionally, I'd say once a week, she's down to now, but I'll give my kid, I'll set the timer for 20 minutes, and she'll watch YouTube Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear the videos that these kids put together or their parents help them put together. And at the end, they are all experts. Better than most people you see on TV, including like Gronk, who's going to be on the weekend broadcast for Fox. Isn't that
who
he signed with?
Yeah, I think he starts tomorrow night. He's
going to... These kids are pro at going, and if you like the videos that we put out, please like it down below. And also, you can subscribe to they have a whole rap about subscribing, and they know to tease their next video.
Mm. Their parents know.
If you don't want to miss our next video, make sure you subscribe. What we're going to do is...
Oh.
Holy crap!
So has Isla subscribed to all of them?
Well, I don't know. I don't pay
they
attention to that
They point right to
part.
Where you do it.
I don't want to bother with it. Mm. She gets very little time on that. But they know. How to hook a kid.
Kids are easily hooked. Dummies.
You were all talking mad bleep about Tesla yesterday. You got in trouble, didn't you? Damage control?
We were?
What?
What did we say about Tesla?
I don't know.
Redoing the story? LOL. I was shocked you all said. I don't expect
right back. What did we say?
I don't expect this to be read on air. Well, we just read it on air. We have no idea what you're talking about.
We have
about.
No affiliation with Tesla. We might like them one day and hate them the next, and that's our call.
Let me look at my notes.
This is
from
our
yesterday.
House. We make the call.
Not always, but
no,
I.
That's true.
You know, as far as Tesla goes, I like Tesla. Yeah. I'm considering one.
I actually don't even know what we could have possibly said about Tesla yesterday. I can't think of one thing.
Yeah, I don't.
Is something about Elon Musk?
Well, Elon Musk, while he is the guy behind Tesla or the... He's not Tesla.
No.
He's Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
And we have made fun of him. His story in Rolling Stone about him was pathetic.
There have been a lot of stories about him that have been like, whoa, we got to talk about that.
Right.
That guy's a bona fide weirdo. I like it. Yeah, do you have any idea what we said yesterday
I'm
about Tesla?
I'm looking at my notes from yesterday.
She takes notes on our show in case anyone has any questions. Write back and tell us what you've heard because we totally don't remember it. Of course, tomorrow we won't remember saying
anything from yesterday. Hmm? I wonder if it was Monday.
It might have been.
Let me go check Monday. Now I got to know.
Wait, you did the horn story yesterday. Is this not a new show? We did the Tesla horn story yesterday?
No, we have never talked about the Tesla horn story. This is, what are we, in Bizarro World?
Yeah, I think we are.
Did radio.com get a hold of today's show before we made it?
I don't know.
That's possible. Maybe radio.com actually just saw into the future. Usually the next text...
Radio.com is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so rad.
God, just look at the text about it.
Okay, let me see from
you don't believe it.
Well, anyway, I don't have anything against Tesla. I'm considering buying one. So I don't know what kind of mad bleep we would have talked about Tesla.
Yeah. Did we do some other story about horns or something yesterday?
No.
I don't.
Although I'm having trouble getting, we were just talking about the sleep I'm not getting. So I feel like I'm not on my game most
days. I don't
see
anything from Monday either. And nothing Tesla or horn related. Someone will tell us.
Yep.
Vaughn's right, but the wording might be a little misleading. Your character starts off with normal clothes, but you can scavenge armor and helmets and other from other people you kill. Also, all the money is used for cosmetic purchases.
Oh, so you don't need the money to get better war skills or whatever you do. I assume it's a fighting game since there's victory dances.
It's a shooting game, so.
Oh. Like you have to have a good aim?
Yes, you do.
Oh.
So after you murder a bunch of crap, you dance?
Yes.
All right.
Got it.
What kind of things do I get to murder?
You just go after other people in the game.
Oh,
so
just people?
It's just a free-for-all.
I see. Are you on a team?
I think you can be on a team, but I think
so
for the most
part. So you're just a free-for-all where you just run around shooting people, and what do you get for it? Like, why is that so addictive? That sounds boring.
It's just gaming is addictive, yeah. Just the game.
It's just to see what they have, like what, like.
Well, if you tried to explain Bejeweled Blitz to someone.
Oh no, that's matching jewels and watching the thing drop down. It's like a weird version of Tetris in a way.
Did you hear yourself?
Yeah.
Right.
I just totally explained it. Why
matching
it's so awesome.
Jewels
Plus,
and watch it
there's
drop
like explosions
down.
Explosions and like, you know, crazy runs that you go on. You can set it up to do a double drop. Oh man.
A double
amazing.
Drop.
Oh, it's triple, quadruple.
So you set jewels up to match, then double drop.
Yeah, well, even more than that. I mean, sometimes you get 5 or 6 drops in a row. It's like, well, I set that up. That tumbled. Damn, I'm good.
Someone says another great...
It's been 5 years since I played that game.
925 says another radio show was crapping on Tesla yesterday, not you guys.
Oh, okay. There you go. Don't get us mixed up with other radio shows. We like to be our own special radio show. Who the hell's doing that?
I'm just not into being told that we were like fake apologizing or something.
Yeah, we're not fake apologizing. If we're making an apology, we'll make one.
Right.
But we're not going to not make, I don't know.
No veiled apologies.
Hide it. Yeah,
no, right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's best you just come right out and say, we're in trouble. We didn't mean anything
by it. We made fun of Taylor
it.
Swift. Let's say nice things about her now.
I'm confused. Kate Upton is married to Justin Verlander, the MLB pitcher with the Astros. No, that's the real Kate Upton.
The real Kate Upton. This is Kate with a C-A-I-T-E. And her real name is Caitlin Upton, and she was the girl who did the end the Iraq and such as at the 2007 Miss Teen USA questionnaire portion of the program. You got that handy?
It's a miracle smoke didn't actually come from her ears.
Her head was so close to exploding
as
she tried to answer the question about why U.S. kids can't locate the U.S. on a map.
Right.
That is actually kind of heartbreaking. I feel like, you know, people should have a general idea of where, like, is that a school failing? Or are these just dumb kids we're talking about? I mean, which one
well,
is it?
Well, I mean, I don't know. You could have said anything to that. Like, well, parents should absolutely pull a globe out and show their kids where their country is on
a
globe.
Right.
The end.
Sure.
What?
No one knows.
Oh.
No one knows.
Oh, dear.
It's just so delicious.
It's so...
They just feel so bad.
Mm.
Lost. Just lost.
She's fine. In her head, it's going... She's fine.
I love after all these years, you guys are still learning things about each other.
Oh, what did we learn today?
I don't know. Probably
Vinny's tonsils.
No, we've heard that
story. Bike crash. Have you heard my bike crash?
Oh, that's
oh no,
it.
Yeah, that's a new one for sure. I think.
Oh, hey, did you go home and give your husband?
Oh, yeah.
Business?
Oh, we didn't even talk about it this morning. She didn't. She didn't. Look at her. She did not put out yesterday. Yuzi, get back up.
Did you handle your business yesterday or not? You said you were going to.
And you didn't.
Don't start dancing now.
You can't distract us off of this.
Come on! I didn't.
Why didn't you? He was off yesterday.
I
this
know.
Was your
well,
chance.
When I got home, he wanted to go out and do some stuff, so he took my car.
Yeah, you told him that.
Do all
you
the
told
stuff.
Us that was going to happen.
Yeah, well then he wanted to go out later, so he went out, I went to sleep, took a nap. We got up, we went to Izzy's and had our little date night.
Mm-hmm.
And got home, and both of us went to bed. And that was it.
Oh, my God.
We didn't do it.
Did he even ask about it?
No. Huh.
How's that song go? The heat is gone. No, that's not
the heat is gone.
The heat is on.
The heat is gone.
Oh.
The heat is gone.
Man, I almost got through the show without you guys asking.
Oh, I was supposed to ask first thing this morning.
I didn't say anything close to you guys remembering.
How could you not?
We just didn't do it.
But you said you were. You said, I'm going to do my husband
today.
Yeah,
I did.
We thought you seemed a little worked up even over it.
I did say that.
You said, I'm going to get a bottle of wine and go home and do that guy.
Yeah, I know. I didn't get any wine.
Oh. To get through the day.
Well, we did have a couple drinks at dinner.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't it Jeff Probst that divorced and dated a past contestant?
He did that too.
I don't know.
I don't
about
know if
his
he divorced,
but
he
I know he
did
went
date
out with
someone,
one of the girls on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, the Chris Harrison thing, he definitely divorced his wife a couple years ago. I thought I'd heard he went out with a contestant, but I know far
that
less about him
familiar.
Than Jeff Probst.
Yeah.
The St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup last year. Trust me, my husband cried since this was their first win ever, and he's from St. Louis.
Oh, that, I actually remember the St. Louis contingent at my house.
I remember it now, yeah. It makes, right.
Yeah, I would have never pulled them out. I would have guessed them last. I would have been like, any team from Canada? the Bruins? And that's all the ones I know.
What's our oh, God. Sorry, I'm out of time.
Oh, we'll take a quick
break. Look at the time.
Whoa.
I know.
Time just when you're having fun. That's
right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The morning show where someone doesn't put out.
Vinny.
No, it's not me. Trust me.
He's willing.
Trust me.
Alex.
All you got to do
Alex says
is
it too.
Wink, and it's a race up the stairs.
Rush
hey,
up
where
against
are you following
you?
Me?
Oh, I just had dust in my eye, hon. Just a little dust. That wasn't a wink. It's not what you thought.
So what happens today? Double?
Double? He's working today.
Yeah, he's working.
She's not going to see him today.
I think he gets up at 8.
And so what's going to happen at your house? Have you readied yourself for the possible... We were told our power's getting turned off at 5.
Oh.
Oh. How did you learn that?
Christina's at home and said, we're going to be turned off at 5.
Oh, wow.
And no. That's the winds have not picked up yet. So I know that there's more concern in the North Bay about fire hazard for a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
But the winds aren't blowing like they will be.
Yeah.
They're talking about 60 mile per hour gusts later tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So...
We're a little bit ready. We made some plans where to meet if something happens, how to get out of the house. We got a bunch of water.
These winds are super normal, though. They're known as the Santa Ana winds in where I grew up down south. Mm-hmm.
That one time of year you can see the mountains.
Right. And they're devil winds up here or just offshores, whatever. But it's very normal this time of year.
Right.
I think... I got a full tank of gas, and I think I'm going to go to the bank and get some cash out.
Yeah. Oh, that was the other thing I wanted to tell John. Thank you for reminding
me.
Yeah. Well, I've been sending him little things.
John, here's all the things you need to have done.
Well, I said, we need to buy a couple cases of bottled water and freeze, and we're getting a lot of tips about keeping food cold.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to contact this place for a new roof and solar with battery backup.
Also cash. Now he's got all his marching orders for the day.
The solar order is on the list of immediate.
Well, we've been talking about you know, the roof is 20 years old now, and so we've been talking about replacing it anyway. And I'm like, well, if we're gonna do that,
might as well.
That's the time to do solar,
sure. Right?
So, I mean, why not just spend all your money on your roof? Sexy. Yeah, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I know. I like spending money on things I'm going to get to use and enjoy every day. I guess I do use and enjoy my roof. I just don't spend a lot of time thinking about it.
Well, when you go to sell that house.
Yes, then it'll be super sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Super sexy.
Or they're going to walk in and go, what did you do to this place?
What have you done, people? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, we dialed it in for us.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, you guys, listen. Sounds like you're not going to get to watch... Survivor.
I don't know. I'm just going to take today as it comes. I wish you all a good day. I hope that everything goes better for you, even though the threat of these power outages is now here and it's real and it sucks, frankly.
Yep. Right. Plug in all your stuff in the car on your way
home. Oh, yeah. Make sure you're all charged up.
Do you need an extra cord?
No, I got everything I need. I will do. That's today's job, is to make sure I'm good to get to work tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. And that everything's all charged
up. Oh, and that my kids are fed.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
I forget about those things.
I suppose you have dry cereal.
Got to figure that out, too. Right.
All right, have a good day, you guys. Be safe. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.